Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Pei Dalet, but we are still holding at the two dots, which are five lines up on the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Beit. So we've been having this machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan about what the din would be if someone gives a get in which there's a limitation on the get and she can't marry one particular guy. For him, it's not considered to be a get. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, of course, we had a machloket, whether that is through almanat, whether it's through chutz, but we had a machloket in which, according to Rebbe Eliezer, the din would be that the get is okay. And according to the Rabbanan, the din is that the get is not okay, because a get has to be complete. So here Rav has an interesting question, which talks about a different aspect of a get, which does not apply selectively to people, it applies selectively to time during which it will be a get. Now, how is that type of limitation? So, boy mine rav amir rav nach, but suppose a guy gives a get in which he says, you're megureshet for me today, but not tomorrow. So, hayom iyatishti ulamachar atishti. So, how about that? Now, I say that that question stands both according to Rebbe Eliezer and according to Rabbanan. I'll explain to you why. Tiboylo Rebbe Eliezer, Tiboylo Rabbanan. Tiboylo Rebbe Eliezer, because look, the only thing that Rebbe Eliezer said was, Atkan, Lokam Rebbe Eliezer Hatam, Ela de Lamandika Shari Lo Lam Shari Lo Lam. He's giving a get, which is a regular get, forever, in which there is no indication that he intends to continue to have any connection to her, to the person that he gave it to, or to all the people that he gave it to, whatever the case was. But to whom the get was good, it's a perfectly normal get. I mean, but over here, it's not a normal get to anybody. So, hachalo, and therefore, maybe even Rebbe Eliezer would agree that this is not a get at all. Maybe it may be no different than the Tanai that he has. And I say you can ask the question according to Rabbanan too. Because Atkan lo kama Rabbanan hatam, maybe, I mean, the Rabbanan was saying over there that that's not considered to be a get because it's not kritut. But over here, the moment that he gives that get, she is now not his wife. And Kivan de Paska, she's not going to become his wife tomorrow. I mean, how's she going to become his wife tomorrow? He's indicating he'd like her to be his wife tomorrow. Macharat ishti, you know, give me a new kedushin and I'll think about it. But you can't say l'macharat ishti. So Kivan de Paska, it's a regular get. And then even if, unless he goes back and gives her new kedushin, of course, it's a normal get. Hadar, as soon as he said that, he realized, and Hadar Pashta, that actually, it's Mistavra, both according to Rebbe Eliezer and according to Rabbanan. A get right now is a get. His description of tomorrow you are my wife is irrelevant. It's not to get anything now, and that would be true both according to Rebbe Eliezer and according to Rabbanan. Once that get is given, both according to Rebbe Eliezer and according to Rabbanan, there's no limits to her heter. And he's in no way creating a situation where it's only a partial get.
So is that even part of the Torah?
Is that even what?
Is that even Palgin Dibura, where he's cutting off like what he said afterwards? Because once he says get, it's...
It's irrelevant. Like, Palgin Dibura is where there's something wrong with the sentence. You know, this has nothing to do with Palgin Dibura. Okay. It's just an irrelevant addition. Turn it up on it. How about if you say, this is your get, only on condition that you marry so-and-so? And that seems very suspicious, you know? I mean, what is Mr. So-and-so doing with his end, you know? He may have given his wife a get that says the same thing. So basically, it's a wife-swapping deal. So I raise Yulot in Ase, then she should not get married. But if she does get married, Lotetse. Now, I'm not sure what that means. I mean, she should not get married to anybody. She should not get married to him. She might get married to somebody else. Who did she get married to, and who is she not supposed to get married to? My karma. I'm Rav Nachman Ochikama. I raise Yulot in Ase lo. She shouldn't get married to him because people will say that it's wife swapping. But if she gets married to somebody else, then lotate say. What? That's ridiculous. And if you're telling me in order to avoid the impression of wife swapping, let's allow wife swapping. without a get. I mean, what are you doing? But she can get married to somebody else who's never became the Tanai. He said, this is your get only if you marry so-and-so. So now you're saying, well, if she doesn't marry so-and-so and she marries someone else, then she could stay married to him. That's ridiculous. So we'd be matir just because we want to stop these rumors. So we're going to be matir neshes ishli alma? That makes no sense. El omer of Nachman means like this. Harki kama. I raised Lotina Selo. Should I get married to him? Because people may say Nishayem Notanim B'matana. That's what I said. Now, in the say Lo, but what it means is if she gets married to him, even though it doesn't look good, but we're not going to make them get divorced just because it doesn't look good. So over there, Lotet say Bishum Gezera Lo Mafkina. In order to avoid the sense of propriety, that's not sufficient reason to insist that they get divorced. Okay. Omele Rava, I don't like the way you said that. I mean, you said Harezu Lotina Se means Harezu Lotina Se Lo. Well, I don't know what you mean. Harezu Lotina Se Lo, she can't get married at all, is what you ought to say, right? I mean, she certainly can't marry to anybody else, can she? So, Lo the Lotina Se. So, what are you saying? Allah Akhar, Kaintina Se. How could she get married to anybody else? Does she not need to be Mekayim the Tanai? Now, I have a suspicion, because you're a very smart guy, so I have a suspicion that when you said she should not get married to him, what you really are saying is that what she should do is get married to somebody else, get a divorce from that somebody else, and then marry him so that she would be retroactively... She would be a grusha, right? Let's say today is Monday. So she should get married to somebody today, marry George, then have George give her a divorce on Tuesday. On Wednesday, then she can go and marry the guy that he told her to marry, because then she will be retroactively divorced from Monday. Her marriage to George would have been a kosher marriage. And now nobody's going to say they're wife swapping because she went through George first. That would be a pretty weird kind of swap. So, Mamela, that way you would handle both issues.
And she could be his Girl Friday.
Huh? Forget it. We can work forward.
Tell me, do you have a chance to actually think about the Gemara ever? I wonder if I asked you some questions about whether you would have any idea what the topic is. Like what the second are we talking about?
What is Girl Friday?
I don't know. I'm really getting suspicious because the amount of mental effort that's
it's not too much effort. The effort is either whether she blurt it out or wait for another moment. That's the only effort.
There are drugs that can help. I'm not kidding. Fine. It could be that even Ritalin itself would help. It's so funny.
Calm down.
And you can try it. Nothing will happen.
The timing, the jokes will be better.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, therefore, what I suspect is that that was what you're really trying to say. All right? So, let me explain to you why that would be wrong. All right? So, lo udelotin asel akatin asay. What does it have to be mekayim l'tanai? Now, what you're trying to say, I assume, is v'chitema. She should get married today to George. Tomorrow she should get divorced from George. And then she should go and get married to the guy that was ostensibly the wife's traitor, right? The wife's swapper. Mekayim l'tanai. And the reason you think that this is okay to do is because you are identifying this case with the equivalent case about which you argued with Rabbi Yehuda. That's what you're thinking. I know you. So in other words, Ulahakta Paliket Aleda Rabbi Yehuda Kamidamitala. You are comparing this case to that famous case. And we all know that case. And that case was the question of a guy says, Konein einai b'sheina hayom, im ishan lebakar. Now that really, those were the type of cases that were a lot of those kind of cases in the Dorim. And there the question is, if the Tanai is going to change the current situation, so then must we worry about the possibilities of the Tanai later, and therefore you must be Mekayim your Neder today, or do we say a person is just as Zoyer in his Tanai as he is in his Neder? So in this case where he said, look, I will not sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, then you better not sleep today, because we don't trust you to be Mekayim your Tanai. Because Nedarim, people are worried about. But retroactive activation of Nedarim, that they're not worried about. So therefore, he better not sleep today, because we've got to worry about the non-Kiyumat Tanai tomorrow, and it'll be Yorshin tomorrow. Whereas you, Rav Nachman, said, it's not a problem. You can do whatever you want. You can sleep today and then don't sleep tomorrow. Or don't sleep today and then you can't sleep tomorrow, or whatever you want. So therefore, we are not chashish, according to you, that you will act differently with your Tanai, right? And you think this is the same case. Rav Nachman omer yishanayom, ve'in chashishin sham yishan lemachar. And your assumption is, okay, the same thing is true today. If, basically what this boils down to is a neder not to marry George if I don't marry the other guy tomorrow, right? Okay, so you're saying, well, what's the difference? So marry George and do marry the other guy tomorrow. That's what you think. But it's not comparable at all. Over there, look, it's up to him, you know. He doesn't have to sleep tomorrow. You say, well, what if he gets very tired and he falls asleep? Yeah, buy yourself a bed of nails, you know, or go in for acupuncture tomorrow. Stay there the whole day. Whatever, it's possible. Boy, you can always take a thorn and keep sticking into yourself. It'd be very hard to fall asleep. And you won't fall asleep. But over here, I understand, is it up to her? I mean, over here, what are we going to say? That it's up to her to make certain that George will divorce her tomorrow. What if he doesn't divorce her tomorrow? What if he never divorces her? Now, the obvious question over here is... of course he'll divorce her, because Besdin's going to force him to divorce her. Because if he doesn't divorce her, she's an agency. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, Tosha suggests, look, probably the best explanation of the Gemara, which includes all of the other issues, is that, is it biyada that he should be megarisher and the other guy should marry her? Because the other guy's marrying her is also not biyada. So therefore the entire thing, I mean, it's completely ridiculous. It's totally out of her hands. Now the right way of reading it, when it says she shouldn't get married, means at all. She should not get married at all. That's what it means. Now, the reason, lo, to him, she shouldn't get married because it looks like wife swapping, and it's inappropriate. And Yomru Nishotayim Notimu Batana. She shouldn't get married to anybody else, as Reb Nachman is suggesting, because we cannot guarantee the Kiyum of the Tanai on the next day for George to be Megarisha. That's the point. So, to La'acher Lotina say, to boy the Kiyum etana. Im Niseit Lo, then going back to the next piece, but if she does get married, meaning to him, there I agree with you. We use Gzera to be Mafkina. But if she gets married to George, oh, then she would have to be Yotze. Because we don't allow a marriage to George unless there's a Kiyum of the Tanai first. And Tanya Gavazi, the Rav is actually a bright that it says it exactly the way Rav said it. I raise you lotina say lo lo velo acher. Im niseit lo lo tetze, because of the gezera, but if she marries George, then she has to be yotze. Fine. Now, how about a trip to the moon on gossamer wings? Now, once upon a time, it was inconceivable that anybody would make a trip to the moon. Right? So, and, I mean, even today on gossamer wings, it's a little bit rough to take a trip to the moon. So how about if he makes a tanai with her? This is your get almanat that you take a trip to the moon on gossamer wings and talila rakia. Ah, come on! Obviously, the song was based on this Gemara. How Menache Terdila to home. Now, nobody thought of submarines. This was, you know, pre-Jules Verne. If you're saying you go down to the Tahom, how are you going to get down to the Tahom? So it's impossible. Al Menache Tivli Ikanesh Al Arbamot. I want to say his wife is a sword swallower in a circus, you know? So he says, okay, if you can swallow a 10-foot-long sword, then there should be a good anyway. And if you can't, you know, there's other ways. So therefore, it'll only be a get on that. Or Al Menache Tavili Kanesh Omea Ama. You bring me a reed that's 100 amas long. Or you walk across the ocean on your feet. Al Menache Tavriata Yamagadol Baraglaya. So all of these cases, ain't no get. It's not considered to be a get because you cannot be Bekayim the Tanai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, on the contrary. Kazeh get. This is exactly the type of Tanai where the Tanai is meaningless and therefore it is a get. Because Klal Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, Kol Tanai, She'ef Shalom Lekaimo B'Sofo, a Tanai which is evident that it's impossible to do it in the end of the story, and you make that Tanai at the beginning, it's not a serious tanai. And if we eat now lev mitrilato, ena ela kemafliga bidvarim, it is not meant to be a real tanai. And he's just driving her crazy as husbands are wont to do. And it's perfectly kosher to get that the tanai was not meant to be serious.
Mafliga is not stunned because he's being maflig, right? It has to be something that's extraordinary, right?
Mm-hmm. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav, that's how we paskin. Halakha Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, look, the truth is that you can even be medayik this from a Mishnah and from Metzia, because it says over there, Koshev Shalom Lekaimo B'Sofo V'Tinala B'Tchilato Tzno'o Kayam. Now, I mean, that seems to be saying pretty clearly that Ha'i Evshar Tzno'o Batel. Okay, I mean, it's saying any when it's talking about what type of tanai is good, it says a tanai that would be possible to be Mekayim is a good tanai, not a good deal. It's a good tanai. Mashma that if the tanai itself is meaningless because you wouldn't really be able to do it, then it's the tanai that's the problem, and the deal is done because it's not a properly formed condition. So we see that Shmamina from the Mishnah itself. Yiboylo. How about if we substitute for physical impossibility the impossibility because of Isser, right? So let's say he says this is will be a get on condition that you eat at McDonald's. So what's the din over there, Maf? Rabbi, same thing. He. I mean, there's no way she could be over this Isser. So basically he's making it impossible for the guy tonight. Rava says, what do you mean it's impossible? Should go eat at McDonald's and suffer the consequences, you know? Efshar da'ach lavalakya. I mean, you know, she'll get a heart attack eating McDonald's, obviously, but what can you do, you know? I mean, if she's willing to risk it. So Abaye says, well, the whole point, if you notice the way Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said his halacha, he made it a klal. Klal amar Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, what's the klal? I mean, it's very clear. He gave us four examples. It's obviously a set of things that has no physical kiyum. So when you're saying klal, you're adding to that. You're saying, and as a general rule, I would add. Well, what are you adding? That in this set, I would also include even things that are physically possible, but that are not possible for other reasons. So klal would come to include the case of basar chazir. Whereas Rava says, but wait a minute, you're not looking carefully at what Rabbi Yehuda said before. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, kazeh get. What do you mean, kazeh get? You say it's a get, it's kosher. You say, kazeh get, if the tanai is formed precisely like this, namely, that it's impossible to be Mekayim, then, considering that to be a kosher get and a batel tanai, but a tanai that you could be Mekayim, so that's not included. L'mu'ute, b'sar chazir. So each one is medayik, a different aspect of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's lashon. And, of course, each one will have to explain what the diak of the other one means to him, as we will soon see. Meitve. So here we have an interesting similar case in the Tosefta. Ha'reze giteich amenach tebali l'plon. I'm giving you this again on condition that you have sex with so-and-so. If the tzai is mikuyam, I raise a get, the imlav ain't a get. Almanat shalo tiboy leila abba, on condition that you do not have relations with my father or relations with your father. We are not choshesh that shema nivalala. We don't have to worry about maybe she is having relations with them. Now you'll notice that it doesn't say the obvious other case. It should have said the case. Once he's bringing up dad and your dad, it should have said if he gives her a get on condition that you will have sexual relations with your father or with my father. It leaves that case out. Now the reason it leaves that case out according to Abaye is obvious, because that's like saying Besar Chazir. So indeed it would not be a case of Nitkayema Tanai. There is no Tanai. But according to Rava, why not describe the case of Besar Chazir once you're already talking about the exact issue in the other direction? So Rava Kasha says, Rava, it's not Kasha, not at all. Besar Chazir, why did I say that you could be Bekayim Besar Chazir? Because it's up to you. You want to go into McDonald's and eat McDonald's? I mean, so go ahead and eat a McDonald's. Nobody stop you eating a McDonald's. And therefore, it's a serious night. The guy says, you know, I don't trust your kashrus anyway. So here's your get to go eat McDonald's. Let's see. You know? As far as having sex with so-and-so, no. So you'll say, so who's to say that he's willing to do that? She'll pay him. Everybody's got a price. She can pay him enough. So she said, fine, she can buy it from him. I need my get, or do me a favor. I'm desperately in need of a get. So fine, after the Meshachalei B'mamona, she can always get somebody to give her that. But Abba v'avir, no matter how much they would pay, she can't pay them to do an iser. I mean, why would anybody do an iser? That's bidida kaima. It's not up to her. Maybe she's willing to do an iser, to go to McDonald's or to sleep with her father, whatever it takes to get away from this guy. But how is she going to get Abba v'avir? How are they going to get him to do an iser? Mi'av the isura. Okay, so now we understand the entire way that Abaye and Rava understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, both the klal and the kazeh, because now everything's starting to gel. So here's what I would say. According to Rava, putting it all together, we've got basically four cases here. So according to Rava, the klal is coming to include that even amanat shidoti ba'ali la'aba v'la'avich is the same as amanat shita'ali l'rakia. There is no way to be Mekayim that tonight. But Kazeget is coming, as I said before, Lema'ute Besar Chazir, because there is a way to be Mekayim that tonight, and therefore it's a serious tonight. According to Abaye, the Klal is coming to say, even Besar Chazir is considered to be a tonight that's E'efshar L'Kayim Besofa, and Kazeget is to be memayit the case of having sex with so-and-so, over there it is not a get, I agree, because even I understand that you could certainly buy that from somebody or ask him to do you a favor, and then it would be a kosher get. So that's not concluded in Besar Chazir. There's nothing wrong with your having sex with so-and-so. Meitve. Harezik itecha manat shetochli Besar Chazir. Let's say she's not a kohenet, right? She's a zara. So he gives it again, amanat shetochli b'truma, or she's a nizira. So amanat shetishti yayin. So now all of these cases are cases of iser. These are basically the Besar Chazir cases in variants of the same, right? Now it says over here that nitkayem atnai harezeget. Uh-oh. V'imlav enoget. So according to Rava, this makes perfectly good sense, because it says it's a normal tonight. She can go into McDonald's. Nobody's stopping her from going into McDonald's. But according to Abaye, how does Abaye explain this? He says, Abaye, gentlemen, please. So what makes you think that we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema? I understand. Have you forgotten that there's the Rabbanan? I mean, we never explained according to Rabbanan what the situation would be in these cases of Isser. So Misavra Divri Akoli. Hamani Rabbanan. Remember, we started with the Machlokas. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema who said, Kazeh get, right? And by definition, this is a get. But the Rabbanan said, look, it's not a get. Okay, so then the Rabbanan are making it clear what their opinion is also about Isurim. And they say exactly what they said before. Look, you know, you want to be Mekayim the Tanai and go to the moon, fine. You know, don't go to the moon, then it's not a get. You want to be Mekayim the Tanai and eat at McDonald's, it's a get. If not, it's not a get. But that's totally consistent with the Rabbanan. What made you think that it has anything to do with Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema? That you're jumping to conclusions? Well, misavarta divrei hakoli, amani rabbanani. Now, I don't understand the whole discussion, says the Gemara. Now, this is a very important Gemara, because a naive reader would believe that a Tanai that is based on a contradiction of a mitzvah in the Torah is not a Tanai for another reason. And that's the famous statement that everyone knows, Hamatneu Mashikatuv Batorah Tanao Batel, right? It sounds like this. You're making a Tanai against something that's written in the Torah. So why are we arguing about whether it's lafli gabit varim, whether it's considered to be possible? There's another reason. The whole thing is canceled. Why? Because he's matnei mashikatuv b'Torah. What are we getting into a machlokes about? What Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema would say about whether it's considered to be possible to be b'kayim the Tanai? It's irrelevant. How can he make a Tanai about doing against what the Torah says you have to do? V'kol matnei mashikatuv b'Torah tana'o batel. It's a very naive question. Because the meaning of the words matneu mashikatuv b'Torah are resonating in your brain as if they're talking about types of tanaim that are acceptable. And it's not saying that at all. It's not a din in an outcome of a tanai involving an iser. That's not the point. Well, I'll give you an example. You know what it means? Give me the matneu mashikatuv. For instance, where do we say tanao batel? So that would mean the case, let's say, of she'era kisuta v'onata. You want to marry a woman, you make it tonight. I will marry you on condition that our marriage consists of no chiyuvim on me for she'er kisut v'ona. On that, he's being ochre by definition. He's saying, I want to define our marriage differently than the Torah defines marriage. So he is being ochre the tonight. The halacha. So over there, that tanai is in contravention of the Torah's definition of marriage. So there it doesn't count. And the tanai is batel, and he's married, and he's chayav and sher ksut vona. But over here, he's not doing that. Over here, she's either going to do something or not do something. So she's going to be b'kayav the tanai by being over in Israel. So therefore what? Therefore the tanai is batel. I mean, she does it. She's being eiker the mitzvah. Maskev Loravina, that's not a very good way of putting it. I mean, if that's the only issue, you know, so, I mean, I could look at the bottom line and I could say, look, the bottom line is that the only reason that she's in a position of having to be Ochre and Isser is in order to be Mekayim his Tanai. So, bottom line is that effectively, Ishtaka, the Yuka Akar, if that's your only problem.
He's forcing it.
Yeah, so he created a situation which is going to result in the bittul of a mitzvah netera. I mean, that's the only thing you said is different, whether he does it or she does it. That's not the problem. Hello, Maravino, look, let's put it a little more intelligently. Okay, so ki amrina matem ashkatu betorah tana'o batel is where you are defining something in such a way in which either there's going to be a marriage that contravenes the Torah description, or there's going to be no marriage, right? So that would be Sheirak Sutavona, where you're making the marriage, by definition, a stira to the Torah. So over there, you're being Vadai Okar, because that's the state that you're describing. But I mean, over here, what is he doing? He's making it dependent on an outside issue. Is he telling her, we are arranging things that you must eat at McDonald's? He's just saying, if you eat at McDonald's, this is a get. And what if he would say, you know what? I don't trust your kashas. And if you ever go into McDonald's, this is your get. But that's what it boils down to. It's essentially all that he's saying. He's not defining a state in which it's necessary in order to be in this state, to be over on this in the Torah. He said, Los Agid Lacha, I want you to eat at McDonald's. Lo Techo, Velo Tigarish. Don't eat, don't get a get. That's all. Memela, there's no innate connection between the description of the state and the situation. There's nothing that's going to be vaday akor for what he's saying. Kate said yes, and then the last piece was very strange. What we said was that in the event that you did give a get in this way in which it was possible, according to Rabbana, you would have to go back and you would have to take it from her, and then you'd have to rehand it to her. So why couldn't you just tell her, you know, okay, it's fine. I mean, so Montana, who's the Mandiomra who says they can't just go and tell her it's okay? Now, before we had Rebbe said that then you could just say, okay, this is really your get, you know, including Ruvain Vashiman. I mean, so who's the Mandiomra that says you're going to have to go back and redo the actual Nitinat HaGet? I'll tell you who it is. Omar Chizkia, it is going according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And that was the case that we had of Kinsi Shtar Chovze, right? So he presents her a get. That was the case where she was sleeping. She wakes up and it's her get. Or he handed her a piece of paper and said, here, take this check and pay the bill or whatever. She opens it up and it's her get. So if there was given to her under false circumstances, so now, Reb, okay, so now you can correct the circumstances, right? You can tell her, well, I didn't have the guts to tell you, but it was really a get. Okay, so at that moment, there was a nesina, and it was a nesina then of a get. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, to Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, no, he has to be yitlena himena, v'yachzor v'yitnenula, v'yomar lahegitech. So apparently that shita we had before in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is what the Mishnah is taking over here as the norm, and therefore it says he'd have to take it back and give it to her. It's a little strange because, I mean, why over here we paskening stam like that and before we didn't? So therefore Rabbi Yochanan says it's not true. It works out in this case even according to Rabbi, who said you can just tell her afterwards. Because there's a big difference. And you know, the difference is Dilchon. It's one of you guys. One of you Bavel guys. You know, you should be smart enough to understand this because one of you Bavel guys came up with the idea in the first place when he came to learn by me. I remember one of you. That was Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana indeed says, and the klal is, by the way, wherever Rav Yochanan says Dilchon, it's one of you guys. He's always referring to Rav Kahana. Because Rav Kahana put him through hell. He asked him hundreds of questions. The Gemara details a lot of these questions, you know, and it drove him crazy in all kinds of different ways. And he always called this guy, your man, you know. So this is your man who said this. So your Dilchon was your guy who made it very clear. Because what he said was that Shine Acha of Ikinato Lipasel Menakuna. Look. When, even according to Rabbanan, it's not a good get, right? But is it a Reach get? Yes. But that means that she was already kind of the get. As a get. Now, it's not as a get that will be matir her, but it's as a get that will asser her to any Kohen. So once she already got the get, and it was a Netinata get at the time, how are you going to expand the get by saying something? You're going to have to re-give the get. And that would be true even according to Reb. Whereas in the other case, you gave it to her as a check. Okay, so tell her it's not a check. What's the problem? There was no kinyan of a get whatsoever because she never took the get from your hands. She took a check. Now that she knows that it's a get, oops, oh, that's all. And since it's about Korcha, it doesn't matter if she likes the idea or not. So at that moment, it's just a elongated v'natan b'yada. Right? So she wakes up.
Would it be intrusive to say to give her something? And say,
no, because she already got it. Where's the netinah get that's kosher to marry?
You
gave her a get, but it was the wrong kind of get. In this case, you didn't give her a get at all. You gave her a check.
You did give her a get. You just told her.
But that doesn't matter because you never gave her the get.
She has to accept it as a get.
Well, she has to know that it's a get. Otherwise, it never came into her hands as a get. But over here, it came into her hands as a get already. Okay, so now where's the netinah of this get? Of the kind of get that's going to be mad to her? You only gave her the kind of get that will ask her on a kohen. We have to redo the giving. They're brilliant. Okay, so this would work out, even according to Rabbi Shita, before. Now, we said, now all of this is talking about where he said it, Bisha'at Netina. However, if he wrote it in the get, he can't erase it. It has nothing to do. Rav Safra, well, this is only if he wrote it in the get. Yes, thank you, Rav Safra, yes. That's what it says. Thank you. I appreciate your reading the words for me, but I actually managed it on my own the first time. So, says Rav Safra, this is only kotvo bitocho. Yes, pshita kotvo bitocho tanan. I mean, that's what it says. Yes, but I'm clarifying things for you, you see. I'm saying only if he actually wrote it. You know, what about if he would say the words that at the time of the writing of the get, right? So you signed this get only almanat that she shouldn't get married to so-and-so. Not that I'm giving it to you. Remember, there's many stages that are involved over here. So there's the lishma of the get. In terms of the ksiva of the get, what did the sofer have in mind when he wrote the get? There's the lishma of the chatima, if you hold that it's the edim chatima that are carded. So then what were the edim thinking when they signed the get? Forget about what he said, which you could say, well, once the get is kosher, the get is kosher, now we just need a proper netina. Okay, but ketvo b'tocho does not necessarily have to mean that the words are written in the get. And then it's saying, if the words are written in the get, then you can't erase the get. So I'm making it very clear that, look, what this implies is that even if the Adam signed with this condition, so then there's something that is missing in the Lishma of the get, it is not nifsal. As long as at the time that it was given, it is still called a get, and he said, you're muter l'chol adam. Or at least he didn't say anything that was antithetical to re'et muter l'chol adam. It could be in this case, if he told the Adam, that he would have to actually articulate, because otherwise we would assume it was given on the das that he told the Adam. So, therefore, I want to make it very clear that despite the fact that it says in the Mishnah, katvo b'tocho, I might have thought, ma'odetema, look, I understand that the Mishnah is obviously talking about the actuality of ksiva, because it talks about mechika, right? It says you can't erase it. So what you're going to do, and I'm telling you something that is so meaningful, you're laughing at me. What you're going to do is you're going to say, well, the Mishnah only described a case where it was actually written. And then it says you can't erase it, which would imply that if the writing of the get, or the signing of the edim, were done with this in mind, that you cannot be muteret l'chol adam, and muteret only not so-and-so, right? That's not a problem, because you didn't write it. And I'm telling you that's wrong, because essentially, I'm stressing the words bitocho. That's the point. So in other words, if I didn't explain to that, you would have said like this, ani mili li'achar ha-toref. You'd have said, okay. That I understand, once you write the words, you write the name of the guy, the name of the woman, and that's called a torf of the get, the year, the date, and the rest of the stuff, and so on and so forth, okay. So, that I understand, you've already got a kosher get. Whatever they think about after that is not going to be meaningful. But if it was written lifnei atorif, if you made it tonight lifnei atorif, you say to the sofer, to the aide, now listen, when you write this, keep in mind that it does not include George. You're not allowed to marry George. She's still married to me vis-a-vis George. Then I'll feel up and I'm apostle. That's what you might think. Kamashma, I want to make it very clear that it says anywhere b'tocho. Whereas Rava says, oh no, actually you're wrong. It's lo shonu al-achra toref. Indeed, if that's what you meant, my gosh, it's a mistake. And in fact, the only time that we would say such a thing, that only ktiva would be a problem, is if you wrote it in after the toref. But if it was lifnei toref, you wouldn't even have to write it, because you can't fix a get like that. And then even if it's written al peh, it would also be pasul. Now this is Rava Latayni, because Rava made certain that in his city, he spoke to all of the sofrim that were writing Gittim, and he said, Lahana de Kative Gitti, now let me tell you something, shut up the husband. In other words, if he's sitting there, he ordered the get, and he's sitting there waiting for you to write the get, and he opens up his fat trap, you tell him, shut up. Because all that can happen is you're going to mess up the get. He starts telling you, well, I don't want her to be this. Then the get could be messed up, because then the t'nai that he's saying would mean that the get is written on that t'nai. Close your ears. Don't let the guy talk. So shtoku shtuki labal adikat vitale la toref the gita. The toref has to be written properly, run the toref l'chol adam, without any kinds of t'nai.
And then what's the t'nai on when he gives it to
him? To so-and-so. No, and then the t'nai is when he gives it to him. Fine. Tana Rabbanan, Kol HaTanaim, Poslim, Beget, Divrei Ravi. So any Tanai at all would possibly get, which we'll have to understand what that means. V'chachomim Omrim, no, only something that would possibly the get, if you said it Baal Peh, would be possible if you write it in. But there's nothing wrong with writing a Tanai in a get that wouldn't have possible Baal Peh. So Kol She'eno Posel Baal Peh, Eno Posel Bichtav. So therefore, chutz, this din of chutz be so and so, which definitely is a shiur beget, and therefore it will posel al peh, posel bichtav. But as we said, an almanat kind of tonight, which doesn't posel al peh, eno posel bichtav. Okay, tomorrow we will see about this relationship, machlokas to the ksiva betoch haget, where before the Torah v'afrato. Daf Pei Dalet. Boy minei Rav Amir of Nachman. Hayom I atishti. Ulamachar atishti. Mahu. Tiboy lo Rabbi Eliezer, tiboy lo Rabbanan. Tiboy lo Rabbi Eliezer. Ad kan lo komo Rabbi Eliezer hatam ala demande kashori kashori yubili. And he's shori lo olam. Havalocha, he's not shori to anybody lo olam. Odioma loshna. Tiboy lo Rabbanan. Ad kan lo komo Rabbanan hatam ala lo paska minei legamre. Avalocha kiven de paska paska, batadi bay hadar pashta mistavra bein la Rebbe Eliezer bein la Rabbanan kiven de paska paska. Tana Rabbanan, areze gitecha menachit tinasi leploni, then arezu lo tinase. V'im nisek lo tikse, meaning what? Reb Nachman, meaning, okay, come, arezu lo tinase lo. That's a gzera. Shema yomru, nishayem notnim b'matana. But, Imni seit la acher lotet seit. What? Mishum gezeira lo mafkina mine visharina eshetish la alma. She was never makayim vitznai. Elom Rav Nachman Hokikam. I raise you lotin and say lo, shema yamrun nisheyem notim b'matana. Imni seit lo, lotet seit, because mishum gezeira lo mafkina. Omele Rava, why do you keep stressing this lo? It's very, very suspicious. Imni seit lo, lotet seit. I mean, what does that mean? Lo, the lo tina say, but la acher tina say. And how about the kiyum of the t'nai? And so, this is what I think you're thinking, and you're wrong. Because the chitema, there's always an eitzah. She could go and be minsva hayom to somebody else, become a migureshet the next day, and then go get married to the guy and be makayim the t'nai, be retroactively divorced, and now everything will be just fine. And how is she able to do that? Because you're thinking that this is the same as that case I was arguing with Rav Yehuda about, right? What was that case? Rav Nachman Amar, Yishan Hayom, Ve'en Choshishin, Shema Yishan Lamachar. No comparison. But I understand. It's bidida kaima li grushe. The way Tosis learns li grushe vili nesuve leploni. Elo marava rezi lotina se lo lo vlo lacher lotina se shemer yomu nishotem notin bematana li hacher lotina se because boy lo kiyum alata vi im nisei lo lotet se as you said Shum gzeira lo mafkina. La acher, definitely they say. The boy look you may let tonight. Tani kavasi rova. I raise zu lo tinase lo lo velo la acher. Im nis eight lo they say. Im nis eight la acher they say. Tona rabbanu raise gite kamanachita lila raki amanachita dila tohom amanachitiv li kana shalarba amos amanachita vili kana ben mea amos amanachita vrieta yamagadobra gwaye. In again. Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima, on the contrary, kaze get klalam Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima kol tnai she iev shalom lekaimo b'sofo v'italav v'zivato ein alek mafliga b'dvarim v'kasher. Om Rav Nachman Marav Aloch Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima. Om Rav Nachman Yitzchak. You can even be medayik this from the Mishnah in Bob Metziav kol shev shalom lekiyume b'sofo v'italav v'tchilato tnai kayen is kayam is a mashma yevshal iev shar that then it's not batel shmamina iboil. How about Isser? So I raise a gita chamanach tochli besar chazir mal. Om Rabbi, same thing. Rav Amar, why? Evshida ochla v'lakya. Ula Abaye, that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima said klal latui besar chazir. Lo Rava, that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima said kazeget on something physically impossible. Lemuute besar chazir. Meitle. According to Abaya, undoubtedly, because it's the equivalent of the Besar Chazir idea, and therefore the Tanai would be bottled, so it would be Necha. But Lerova Kasha. No, it's not kasha because Bishlam Abosar Chazir. All I said was that it's in her hands. Kobi Mekayim the Tznai. Efshadoch Lavalakia, and even in the case of Ploni Nami, she can pay him. Efshadoch Meshachta Lebe Mamona, but Abba VeAvich, that's not up to her. Bidida Kaima. So for all intents and purposes, it's impossible. So Neidi Avdi Yisura Abba VeAvich VeAvdi Yisura. L'Rava, the Klal, is coming to include the case of Abba Vavich, where even he agrees that Isser is the equivalent of impossible. Kazeh is L'Mutei B'Sar Chazir, because that level of Isser is possible. L'Abaye, the Klal, is L'Asui B'Sar Chazir, and the Kazeh is L'Mutei, the case of Ploni, where over there it's possible for her to pay him enough to get her get. Or let's say she's a zara, or let's say she's a nizira, this is fine. But labaye, I thought he said McDonald's is out of it. 100%, but misafir tivayakoli. This is the rabbanan. But it's certainly the case that Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima would disagree. So why don't we typically the matel mashikatu b'torah? For all matel mashikatu b'torah, to know batel, I'm revada brayda revika. Ki amrina matel mashikatu b'torah to know batel is like the case, the famous case where he creates harami areyat ishti amanat she'en lachalai sherek sutavona. Over there, who ka akar? Avalacha I ka akra. Not for Ravina, I understand, but nonetheless, whom ka akra yi? Elok yim etroy di day. That ultimately you ka'akar. Elama Ravina, Kiamina Matem Ashikatu Betaratana O Batel, where he's trying to create a marriage without Sheikh Sudvona, where over there by definition he's being Oker. Avalacha, what is there anything by definition? He's saying if. So Mikamal Sagi Lo Akla, Lotechova Lotegaresh. Ketzad Yahase, Yitloi Mena, and Yashav Yitzenenola. Now, Mantana. Oh, Marchiskia, it's got to be Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Archie Yitlena Emena. Look, you told her it's a check, you got to take it back and tell her to get. Yitlena Emena, you don't mean to tell her. And this time you tell her, here's your get. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, this works out perfectly well, according to Rabbi. Because Dilchon Amar, Shine Yachaho, the Kanatoli Pasebel Kuna, Kitavo Betocho, Omer of Safra, Kitavo Betocho Tanan. Yes, thank you, Pshita. Nobody will disagree with that. No, I'm saying Ma'od Etema, Animil the Akra Torev. I'm trying to tell you Ketavo B'tocho means anywhere B'tocho. So that you might have thought, well, not necessarily, I mean, Lifnei Torev would be good enough to do Alpeh. So I feel Alpeh Nami Pasol. Come, Ashmalan, it's only Ketavo B'tocho. Rav Amar, not so. actually, Baal Peh is just as bad if it's Lifnei Torah. And this is Ozer Rav Latayimi, because Rav was careful la halacha with the sofrim in the city. And Omer Rav Anit Katvigite, make sure that shtoku shtuki l'bal al tekatvite le torif tegita.